Yo, so we back up in here for another edition of your mother, trying some new shit out. Hope this camera looks better than the other camera, using the camcorder for the other footage. Trying to do some flashy shit so y'all can have a little bit of, I don't know what the fuck you call it, bon shui, for lack of better words. All right, so on this episode, we're going to talk about Kanye West's fallout, right? Now, I was talking to a friend of mine, and I told him, I said, I think the reason for his comments is because somebody didn't give this nigga a Hebrew Israelite book, right? Or information, right? He didn't finally came in the knowledge of himself. However, I don't really believe in fairy tales. That's what the Bible falls in the category of. To my knowledge, none of that shit can be confirmed by outside sources and, you know, in the world. So I tend to not believe in fairy tales and fables. Because I'm a grown-ass man. I need proof and evidence. In any event, if he's compelled by his convictions of his religion, I mean, I guess you got to do what you got to do. However, it's not lost on me that a few years ago, he was trying to get out of his contract. If I do remember correctly, he was saying that he was signed to a contract where he had to indefinitely record albums, right? Lifetime contract. So I don't know if that was actually true, but it was reported on allhiphop.com, Worldstar Hip Hop, and any other urban black magazine source that you could think of. So I'm thinking that his views and his comments may not have nothing to really do with his beliefs, even though that's what it appears to be. But I think it's for him to try to get out of his contracts, right? Like, if you sign a lifetime contract where you got to make music for a label for fucking forever, you don't want to make music for the label, you do some self-sabotaging shit. This would be the only plausible explanation. I don't think that he's crazy. I'm like one of the few people that agree with 50 Cent. This nigga know exactly what he doing, right? So, and I'm tired of that whole Kanye West is crazy. Niggas moms die every day, B. Niggas don't be like fucked up to the point where they sabotaging their life 6, 7, 8, 9 years later after, right? You get over shit like that. I'm not saying that your mom dies, it's not going to hurt you, but what's the old adage? Time heals all wounds. So anyways, while we on Kanye West, he claims that Quentin Tarantino and Jamie Foxx stole his idea for Django. Now, clearly the only character in Django that would be reminiscent to Kanye West is Steven, right? And I'm not even calling him a sellout because he got a white wife or ex-wife. Call this nigga a sellout because saying that Donald Trump was like a surrogate father when he had a father, that was strike one. Wearing a White Lives Matter shirt, even though you got half white kids and an ex-white wife, strike two. So, I mean, did he really steal it? I've seen every one of Quentin Tarantino's movies. This seems like something that's along the lines of some shit he would write. So I don't believe Kanye West. And even if he did steal parts of the movie from Kanye West, I don't know how he would. But let's say he did, right? And Kanye West was rambling off at a party about the movie Django. First of all, why the fuck are you been telling your ideals to a nigga that write movies? You should at least wrote a script, had it copyrighted, notarized, so that when you presented it to the nigga, he couldn't steal it. I think Kanye West is full of shit. However, I do think that his fallout is actually a good thing, right? If he's actually trying to break his contracts by saying anti-Semitism shit or anti-Semitic shit, I see the silver lining. I see a nigga creating an app because he got kicked off of Instagram and Twitter. That's going to rival that. I see him bringing more music independently, using underground or independent black artists to the forefront, using his own apparatus. Maybe him and Puffy can, or Diddy can, rekindle whatever friendship they got and do a partnership with Revolt. Or he just starts his own fucking TV network. Like, the nigga got his company's worth $11 billion, or he's worth $11 billion. So Like, I'm thinking that's a silver lining. I think he can do that. And I think he's just smart. I hope I'm not just thinking about the shit. I hope he's thought about the shit. And he get on that. Also, if you were worth $11 billion, you wouldn't want to be beholden to a fucking label or a creative management agency or a music label, right? I guess they severed ties at Def Jam with him. So this gives him more free reign to actually do his own shit. I was always wondering why this nigga was a billionaire and wasn't actually like taking the reins of his destiny into his own hands, as opposed to doing partnerships or being an overpaid worker with other companies, right? They say he lost his deal with Balenciaga. I didn't give a fuck. Them shoes look like Skechers anyways, right? And if I'm not mistaken, they asses was sued for $30 or $80 million from Skechers. So they fucking thieves anyways. Not only that, they panhandling damn clothes that look like homeless people shit. So fuck them. As far as I'm concerned, that was fucking his brand up. It says that, I forgot what the fuck her name is, but Sarah Winter, I think that's what it is. If my memory serves me correct, severed ties with Kanye West. Now, I don't know who the fuck this white lady is, nor do I give a fuck. That might be an actual good thing, right? Like, it seems like this nigga was being used to help other people shit. Yeah, Anna Winter cuts ties. I don't know who the fuck that is. I've never dated any woman that actually wore that shit. And I've actually known some women that wore some fly shit, so maybe that's good. He got dropped by his new lawyer that was defending Johnny Depp. I don't know if that was a good thing or bad thing, but who gives a fuck? Just give this nigga a chance to get a black lawyer. And he was banned from Instagram and Twitter. That naturally was coming. I think he might have got banned from Twitter when he said the DEFCON 3 shit. So, yeah, this gives a nigga an opportunity to, if I'm not mistaken, I read that he was trying to buy Parler from Candace Owens' husband. So, there's a silver lining on all this shit. Also, Vivica Fox's critique on Kanye West about don't ruin your legacy. This coming from a 58-year-old bitch that ain't got no kids. If I was him, I'd be like, bitch, mind your business. You couldn't even keep 50 Cent. Pussy must have been trash. And then we segue into Marlon Wayans talking about White Girls was a good-ass movie, right? This cancel culture has America looking like another planet. If it was made in this climate, he would still make the movie. My nigga, Marlon, that was a terrible movie, my nigga. Even by black standards. It literally showed us how much of a coon Terry Crews is. It showed us what trannies would look like 20 years ago. And out of all the Wayans movies, including Keaton, Ivy Wayans, and Damon Wayans, we could have went the rest of the universe without seeing that bullshit. But I like Marlon's comedies. So keep doing what you're doing, right? The rest of these punk motherfuckers is either corporate owned and buckling under pressure, so they trying to be sensitive. Then fuck people's feelings. That's where I see it. Especially when it's got to do with a craft that people are not supposed to take serious. This is comedy. Relax. And then this we're going to segue into just an entire topic altogether. All you people out there that's sensitive and soft, and all you New Agers and Gen Z motherfuckers that want to identify as lampshades and 352 different genders, you're soft, you bitches. I'm looking on Twitter, and I guess this Chinese man posted a video of his son training in Kung Fu, right? And everybody was saying that it was too intense and maybe he was going too hard on his son. No, that's because Americans are bitches. This little boy, if you're watching to my left, they got a wooden log on this nigga neck. Now he's crying, but it looks like he's crying because he's gritting it out, right? He's gritting his teeth. He's sweating. He's bearing the pain that any other 8-9-year-old would have buckled, right? All these kids nowadays are fat and stupid. They don't go and ride a BMX bike. They don't climb trees and shit. And you ask the nigga what his favorite color is, he gonna say 3. So maybe the Chinese is on to something. While we over here giving people ninth place, They over there making kids be the best that they can actually be, so that when they become adults, they could be superhuman. While we got adults over here that want to identify as a gender they're not because they feel so, right? Like, you got grown ass men with 3 o'clock shadows talking about they identify as a woman. What kind of woman, sir? Women don't have dicks. I think they even had some weird ass niggas that was on the Breakfast Club talking about gender ain't got to do with dicks. Why is everybody worried about their dick? Sir, why is nobody not worried about your dick? You identify as a woman, you have a 10-inch dick, and you're going in the female's bathroom, that's a problem. Now, I'm not saying you're a rapist. I'm just saying the possibility is always there. And then we end this that has nothing to do with black culture on a more somber note. Matthew Perry, one of the stars from the TV show Friends that ended in 2007. This nigga say he spent $9 million on sobriety. So much so that he was taking so many Percocets and pain pills and opioids that his fucking colon exploded. Now, I don't know what kind of fucking drugs you got to do to make your colon explode. The only time my colon explodes is when I eat Taco Bell. But this nigga had to have 14 surgeries over the course of 15 years. Had an exploded colon in which he was not eating Taco Bell. I would have never guessed all this shit watching the TV show, but then if you give a motherfucker like $10 million a season, I'm guessing they're going to go overboard. However, I don't got pity for junkies and crackheads. So while I like the show and I think he was good in the 9 yards, or I think it was called the whole nine yards, some shit with Bruce Willis. While he was good in that movie, and I kind of like some of his stuff, not the movie with Salma Hayek, that shit was trash. I ain't got no pity for junkies, especially rich junkies. Get it the fuck together. I'm not going to go out and read his book, nor do I give a fuck about reading it. Do what Robert Downey Jr. had to do. Nigga got locked up, did 3 years, got clean, got sober, and then came back to the public spotlight. But considering Matthew Perry is 55 years old, it's something about aging. Some people don't take it in stride. Some people start to age, and it is a depressing thought. I know I am 39, about to be 40. And something deep down inside me feels like it's lost. Like my childhood and youth is vanishing. Like I'm leaving an amusement park. However, I'm a man. I'm built on toughness. So while that's a fleeting thought, I don't give a fuck about that. So if you're a junkie and you're trying to find a form of escapism, find a fucking hobby like fishing. Anyways, this has been my thoughts, ideals, and opinions on this shit. I just wanted to ramble, put some content up on YouTube. If you haven't already, subscribe, like, share the content, leave a comment, tell people about it, show it on Facebook, share it on Instagram. Try to put my shit on Twitter. They banned me, so, you know, I'm waiting for Parler to open up. Anyways, I'm out. Oh, this just in. Let's not forget this wasn't lost on me. While everybody's coming down on Kanye West about making anti-Semitic comments, nobody's bringing up the fact that Howard Stern, a Jew, Jimmy Kimmel, a Jew, Jimmy Fallon, possibly a Jew, and Sarah Silverman, also a Jew, all did blackface. And I think at the most, Sarah Silverman says she lost a role in the film. I don't think anything was done to Howard Stern. I think Jimmy Kimmel apologized, but nothing was done to him. Jimmy Fallon still has a TV show, so does Jimmy Kimmel. So nothing was done to these quote-unquote small hats. But Kanye West says something that goes against them, and everybody's pulling the plug. People are calling for Adidas to end ties with Kanye West. Balenciaga drops him. The biggest talent agency in California drops him. Def Jam severed ties. I feel like Kanye West was right. He was saying they control everything, and that if you don't play by their rules, they'll do X, Y, Z to you. It looks like either this nigga's a prophet or we're seeing a severe case of biasness by the small hats. All I'm saying is, if you could claim that somebody says something anti-Semitic and penalize them, then when you do some anti-black shit, you should be penalized also. I'm just saying, equal playing field. But nothing was seemingly done to these motherfuckers. Now, some people like to hide behind the cloak of religion. These are white people. So they're protected by what Paul Mooney liked to say, white supremacy. They have the complexion for the protection and the connections. Anyways, I just thought I'd just circle back and throw that in there because I had the shit written down. I was supposed to actually include that in this episode. So I'm just saying, find it ironic, right?